Welcome to this weekend's Mentor Moment. Every week, I bring you a brand new mentor. And today, your mentor is Alan Andrews, the founder of Old Barracks Coffee. Today, this is a pricing masterclass. Alan explains why pricing isn't just about what you charge. It's actually part of the experience.
So we actually need pricing architecture to make people stop and think and go, it's how much for a cup of coffee? Like, because you want that moment. You want that. That's almost an inertia moment of,
yeah,
it's flight or fight, right? And although they can see it on the menu, they're kind of considering it, going, do I really want to pay this the first time? And then they do that and they taste Nicaragua and they go, wow, there was actually flavor in that. Now we've moved from a whole dynamic of tasting coffee to understanding what flavor is. And it's a completely new universe. And that's why it's so important.
How many, say on an average week, your 20 euro cup of coffee?
Yeah.
How much of that would make up your average sales?
Oh,
do you roughly know?
Yeah, I do. I looked at this. I think between from the 12 euros up to 20 is about 15% of our sales.
Okay. So it is sizable.
It's considerable, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people come to taste those exclusive coffees that are not readily available everywhere in the country, like anywhere in the country. They're not on bar. And I get this a lot. People ask what's different. And I say, well, we've 8 or 9 or 10 different coffees readily available on the bar. So you can choose Honduras, Nicaragua, or a guest coffee from like a geisha from Daniel Horbutt, and they're all ready to brew on the bar. It doesn't take 15 minutes to dial in that coffee and get it ready for you. It's there and available. So if you're a group of 4 people, you can have 4 different countries of origin and 4 different price points to taste those. And when people, you know, so when people do that, they look to experience them. So people look to experience those different types of coffees, much like we used to go and look to experience, you know, drinking different types of wines off a wine list or experiencing different types of restaurants. If, you know, where are you going to go for dinner tonight? Is it, what am I choosing? Am I choosing based on price or based on the experience? Is it Indian or European continental or Italian? So it's about giving people an opportunity to experience different flavors, try different countries and understand coffee deeper. But yeah, 15% of our coffees above the, I think in that, the way we've broken down our menu now is simple and complex and in the top end of complex. So from Kenya, Costa Rica, geishas, and like micro lots, there's 4 coffees there that are between 12 and 20 and people come to experience those, yeah.
What's been the wildest reaction you've had from people coming in? Like, do people get it?
In terms of price? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I think we learned a lot at the start because at the very start, at the very start when we opened Bird Hill, we had the menu on an iPad and you could slide through the pages. So you had the types of drinks that we would make and then the prices after. And I think the wildest reaction was just somebody didn't really actually realize that there was a price difference maybe per cup. And then they were just annoyed. And that was kind of back on us because we didn't communicate that before they bought. So then they end up in this embarrassing situation where they've chosen and they're asked to tap. And then they're like, how much? Mm. And that's back on us because the communication wasn't really
good. The journey wasn't there.
The journey wasn't there, yeah. What's the wildest reaction? People actually don't react that much at the till. If people are dissatisfied about it, they're more likely to express it online than actually deal with it there in the moment. And this is, I find
standard Irish thing. How was the meal? Yummy. Yeah. TripAdvisor, worst meal I've ever had in my life.
So this week's review, like this week's one star review, I should do like a, this week's one star review is.
Now there's a new series for you.
There's a new series. So that'd be easy because every summer and every midterm break, we'll just make it about adults only and no kids. And then every other week, it'll just be someone's giving out about price. But this week's was about somebody who, I think they had Brazil and they couldn't, you know, $5.50 for their Brazil coffee and they didn't even like it. and it's like, okay, but there are 8 other coffees you could have chosen.
Yeah.
And the fact
it's on you.
It's on you. Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is like my horse didn't win. It's like, that's not my fault. You know, every customer is presented with at least 2 coffees. They're shown the beans. They're given a portion pot of the tin of coffee with 19.5 grams in that tin. That's their coffee they're going to get.
That was Alan Andrews, the founder of Old Barracks Coffee. If you're building any product or service, this is the mindset shift you need. Price is a signal. It's a story. And it's a customer filter. The full chat is at episode 441 of The Entrepreneur Experiment. Go listen now and make sure wherever you're listening or watching, subscribe and follow so you don't miss the next episode.